أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان وله الجوار المنشآت في البحر كالأعلام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about our very own creation, خلق الإنسان. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created man. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the creation of jinnat. And now Allah says, رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقَيْنِ وَرَبُّ الْمَغْرِبَيْنِ. The Lord, sustainer, the nourisher, the cherisher, the provider, the Rabb of the Mashriqain, that is the two east, وَرَبُّ الْمَغْرِبَيْنِ, and the Lord of the two wests. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, number one, Allah Rabbul Izzat's rububiyat. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's quality of sustaining. The quality of sustaining of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is different from the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creating. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not only create this entire universe, whatever is on the universe, you and I, that is on this universe, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it one step further, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains. Now when we look at this word and we analyze this word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about so often in the Quran Kareem, right from the beginning, right till the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala being the Rabb. At the beginning of the Quran, right in Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rabbil Alameen, Allah is the Rabb of the entire universe. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes this word Rabb to other aspects like Rabbul Bayt, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb, Allah is the Lord of the Baytullah, of the Kaaba. And like that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala attributes this quality to different creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to all understand one very, very important aspect, that if we want success in this world, and we want success in the hereafter, one important thing that needs to come into our hearts, it needs to be embedded in our hearts, in our brains, in our minds, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is the Rabb. Who is the Rabb and what are the qualities of the Rabb? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from absolute, total non-existence, there was absolutely no existence of man, there was no existence of any creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought from non-existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us into existence. And from the moment Allah Rabbul Izzat brought us into existence, from the moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, through his fadl, through his karam, through his grace, if we just look at the ayats of Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb, who is the sustainer, the cherisher, the nourisher of the entire universe. Immediately after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah is most compassionate, Allah is most kind, Allah is most merciful. So from the very moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us into existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the responsibility of our sustenance. That is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keeps till the day we leave this world, that remains in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no soul shall leave this world until he has completed his sustenance on the surface of this earth. If one grain was left, just one simple grain was left, it perhaps a sesame seed that needed to go into our bellies, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make sure that that was completed before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes us away from this earth. We will not die before that. And if there was something that was not going to go into our bellies, If something was not going to go into our mouths, then that will not go. Mouth will come before that. So this is one very, very important aspect. And the reality of it is that if our success in the hereafter is based on this, then we have to bring perfect iman in this. And that is why we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is replete in the Quran with regards to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the cherisher, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. And this kind of iman needs to come into our hearts. We see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the hereafter. And Allah rabbul izzat, وَيَوْمَ يُعْرَضُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَلَى النَّارِ أَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِالْحَقِّ قَالُوا بَلَى وَرَبِّنَا. The greatest of atheists, the greatest of polytheists, the greatest of kafir, whoever a person may be that has disbelief on the surface of this earth, one very important aspect that he misses in his life is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb. Now when a person goes into the hereafter, a kafir goes into the hereafter, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question him about the truth of the hereafter. We find that in many, many ayats of the Quran Kareem, one very, very important thing that is repeated all the time, Bala wa Rabbina. Yes, O Allah, this is a reality and qasam of our Rabb. Now when there is no dunya, when there is no world in between, then people will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb. Many, many years ago, in the Alame Arwah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken the pledge from us, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not ask us the question, am I not your creator? Am I not the most merciful? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked one single question, and Allah used one single quality, and that is the quality of the sustenance of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rabbul Mashriqain wa Rabbul Maghribain, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb. Allah is the sustainer, the cherisher, the nourisher of the Mashriqain, of the two easts, and He is the Rabb. Again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the word Rabb for more emphasis of Maghribain and Al-Maghribain, the two west. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions just the two easts and the two west. Like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer of the entire universe. فَلَا أُقُسِمُوا بِرَبِّ الْمَشَارِقِ وَالْمَغَارِبِ. Other ayahs of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam of the east and the west, the many, many places of sunrise, the many, many places of sunset. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala limits it to two, to draw to our attention again the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we may have observed or we may have the knowledge of this, that we all know that although the sun rises in the east and the sun sets in the west, but the point of the sun rising and the point of its setting is not the same every day and every season. There is a variance, and the ulama have written that this variance is about 48 degrees from the east, northeast to the southeast. We will find that this variance continues from season to season. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning here, that the extreme northeast and the extreme southeast, the extreme northwest and the extreme southwest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making mention of it, the extreme positions of the sunrise and the extreme positions of the sunset. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb of all that. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to it that this sun does not rise at one point and sets at one point, because in the movement of the rising and the points of rising, the movements of the point of setting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept many, many benefits for man. The distribution of sunlight, the distribution of heat, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken care of par excellence. So it is not just about the rising and the setting of the sun, but it is about the positioning of the rising and the positioning of the setting of the sun. But we lack this ability, we lack this human capacity to comprehend all these great ni'mas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And obviously we have taken it certainly for granted. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates the question, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the favors of your Lord, which of the favors of your Rabb, O insan, O man, O jinn, do you deny? Now here again we will find that there is repetition. Usually repetition in a person's speech is a flaw. But here in these repetitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find it enhances the beauty of the Quran Kareem. And this is the real beauty of it, that on the one hand, there is taqid, there is emphasis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is emphasizing, because Allah is calling upon us, our hearts, our minds, our brains. Allah is calling us to ask ourselves, which of these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do we deny? And we shouldn't leave it there. We should start thinking about the favors of Allah, and we should start appreciating the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, not only there is emphasis, but after each different favor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeks from us, so that we may turn to Allah, and we may become appreciative servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.